Let's continue our preview of the area football teams. I'm over in Maxwell today, and I've got head coach of the Wildcats with me, Eamon Feeney, entering your fifth season. Coach, I know things are looking good for you. You got a lot of returning players, and you're looking to improve on that 4-4 record and maybe go beyond the first round of the playoffs this fall.
Yeah, that's right. It's always nice to return some starters with some experience. These seniors, they have gone 4-4 in the regular season for 3 years in a row now, so they're hungry to try to do better than that, and I'm excited for them.
Yeah. Talk about some of the returners that you have that you're looking at fulfilling that leadership role and doing great things out on the field for you.
Yeah, I mean, our senior leaders, by deed more than words, are Jordan Redden, Colt Gosnell, Jesse Reyes, Chris McKeeman. Those are the guys that we lean on heavily. That have a lot of playing time under their belt. So that's the group that is going to make or break us.
Do you feel like you're pretty evenly divided between offense and defense with guys that are going to be leaders for you on the field?
Yeah, for sure. We're pretty even out. We don't have a whole lot of one-way starters. Most of our guys start on both sides of the ball, which is pretty typical for your small eight-man schools. So We're spread out pretty evenly on both sides of the ball as far as experience and talent.
Yeah. Got a good quarterback returning. I remember him from last year. Talk about his influence.
Yeah. This is his third year starting, so he should have things figured out by now. He had a pretty good season running the ball last year. Didn't throw the ball as well, but I think I'm going to take the blame for that because I don't give him a lot of opportunities. I'd much rather run it than throw it. You know, there's an old saying, three things can happen when you throw the ball and two of them are bad. Right. So I like to run the ball, and he's done a nice job carrying that load so far.
Yep, talking about Jesse Reyes, and he's a senior this year, and you got a good senior class, and you know, surrounded with some younger kids. You've seen the development you wanted in your younger crew that over time you think can provide good support coming off the bench.
Yeah, you know, going in my fifth year, it's the system. They understand the system, the language. They've done it for a few years now, so that definitely helps. And the young guys are more confident they are, the better they can play. So
yeah, you talked about developing the passing game, maybe with a year under his belt that'll be improved for you, but you're always going to hang your hat, and most coaches like hanging their hat at this level on the run game, and you feel like you can control a lot and kind of demoralize their team. You control the clock in the run game.
Yeah, for sure. I love being able to run the ball. If you can impose your will on the other team, it's a whole lot easier to call plays and get things done. So we want to be able to run the ball, but when you come up against opponents, and we will, that stuff you in the run game, you have to be able to do something else. You cannot be one-dimensional. So we're working really hard on trying to be more than one-dimensional as opposed to the way we were last year.
Sure. What's going to be the key overall for having the type of season that you want, not just one loss, but the potential going further in the playoffs?
Staying healthy is going to make or break us. If we can stay healthy with our main guys, then we should be okay. But if we have anybody go down, then we're going to be in a world of hurt. So if we stay healthy, we give ourselves the best chance to be more successful than we have been in the past.
Yep. Well, one thing's for sure, with all the hot weather to prepare for the season, you're going to be well prepared, and everybody, I'm sure you're having run a little bit too, but you know, when kickoff starts at 7 o'clock next week, you're going to feel like that's a big relief compared to what you've experienced most of your fall camp, right?
Yeah, correct. It's been a bear this week for sure, but we've had the kids out in the heat, making them get after it. You never know what the conditions are going to be like, so I'd rather them practice under conditions where they're uncomfortable than try to make them comfortable all the time. That's just not how it works. So,
yeah. Coach Feeney, thanks a lot for your time. Best of luck to the Wildcats this year.
Of course, thank you.
All right, let's bring in one of the players of the Wildcats this year and get his thoughts. Chris McKeeman joins me now, running back and linebacker for the Maxwell Wildcats. He listed at 155. And a senior. You know, not a lot of big guys on this roster, but I remember last year I did the Hyannis game. You guys, you got a lot of quickness, don't you?
Yeah, we do.
Yeah.
Agile.
You make up for that. You're still strong because I know you spend plenty of time in the weight room.
Yes, sir, I do.
Yeah. So, you know, 4-4 has been your record last 3 years. I'm sure you'd like to, you know, up that a little bit and give yourself a chance to go further in the playoffs.
That's been playing in our heads all the time, just remembering what happened last year and the year before that. We really want to change it this year.
Yeah. Talk about being a senior, have you kind of changed your? I'm sure you're a little bit of a leader last year too, being a returning, starting for the first year too. But now that you're returning, you got a year of starting experience under your belt. Talk about you and your senior mates and how you've handled the leadership this year.
We got to be a lot more vocal, and we've been telling each other that we need to build each other up because it's not our job to tear each other down. So we've been really good about that. And just working together as a team and fixing mistakes.
Yeah, isn't one of the keys is not getting down on yourselves, whether it's you that make a mistake or anybody else? Because, I mean, in athletics, no matter what sport, you're going to make some mistakes, but you just have to learn to, flush them, as they say, and go on and do better, right?
Yep.
Yeah. Feel like you're doing a better job of that this year, maybe?
I think so, definitely. Yeah, I know more about my spot. It's a lot easier.
Okay. Talk about the offense a little bit. You got your quarterback back. You're back there in the backfield. You got some guys up front returning as well.
Yep. We got Jesse Reyes, senior. He's returning for a starting quarterback. We have Colt Gosnell and Jordan Reddins.
I got a roster here if you need cheat sheet.
Those are our only other two seniors coming back for line. Yeah. But we all have a pretty good connection. We all hang out a lot.
Yeah.
So everything goes smoothly.
Yeah. That's important, too, to develop that off-the-field bond that I'll carry over on game night for sure. So do you feel like your offense has a potential to put more points on the board this year?
I think we have a lot more potential this year. We all know what we're doing more than we did last year. We didn't have a lot of starting seniors last year, so we have a pretty bit. We have a decent-sized line this year.
Okay. Maybe with a year under his belt, you think Jesse might be more comfortable in the passing game, might be able to do some damage there?
I think he'll definitely be more confident.
Okay. Do you prefer running or going out for a pass, or do you care at all?
I prefer running.
You do?
Almost every time,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay. What's your favorite play?
I'd say probably Veer. It's nice and simple and fast.
Okay. Now, and does that give you the option? I mean, is that mostly an inside player, or does it give the option to bounce outside?
You can cut back or bounce out, but usually it's just going straight in.
Okay. All right. You don't mind mixing it up, do you? I mean, even though you're not a big guy at all and you run against bigger, you know you're going to have a bigger guy usually hit you.
Yeah. I really have to work on switching it up. Can't just take hits when I'm this small. I've learned my lesson a couple of times.
Yeah. Yeah, you get those stingers there and have to sit out for a while. What about the defense? How's that looking going into the season?
I think we just put in a new defense, and it's looking a lot better. It's running a lot smoother. People know what they're doing now, and we're just not switching it up all the time. So I think that'll be a lot more smooth.
So can you divulge what it – are you going to different alignment there up front?
It's not too different. It's still 3-2-3.
Okay.
Yeah, 3-2-3.
Yeah.
Two linebackers.
Okay.
It's pretty simple, but it's nice.
Okay. Just maybe lining up a little bit differently.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. All right. And then how do you feel about opening against Sutherland? Do you consider Sutherland a pretty good rival?
I'm pretty confident.
Yeah.
I think I'm excited to see what happens. I'm excited.
Okay.
Excited to see how it goes.
Yeah. I know you've been last year. They didn't have some of the key players, though, so I'm sure you're expecting all their guys to be padded up, ready to go, and want a little bit of revenge from last year. So I'm sure you guys are talking about that.
Yep. Hopefully they give us a challenge, and we'll see what happens.
Okay. And overall, key to a successful season for Maxwell this year and possibility going further in the playoffs, what would you say?
Definitely building each other up. In the past years, they've been bad about tearing each other down, but we've really picked it up this year.
Okay. Chris McKeeman, our player guest before the start of the 25 season. And Chris, thanks so much. Wish you a successful season over here. Okay. Good luck.
Thank you.